Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Monday night, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? Now, the past few weeks, we've been talking about looking at some hindrances and some red flags that are keeping us to signal areas where it is we are being kept from changing what we believe because we are reinforced, those beliefs are being reinforced by our surroundings, by our own temperament, by the teachings that we have taken in. And we know that one of the ways we continue to believe anything when it's reinforced is if we're not allowed to question it. In a family, in a work situation, if you're not allowed to question how something's always been done, then it will never change. If you're not allowed to question job procedures, if you're never allowed to question how things work in your home group or your church, and by question I don't mean challenge. You know, what gives you the right to do it this way or that way? Obviously in a job situation, because the boss is the boss. You're there working, and you have that relationship, and you know where it is. But when there's this understanding that questions can lead to seeing things from a different perspective, things, the whole atmosphere changes, and people look for ways of doing their jobs better. Likewise in the church, in the broad sense of the church, when we talk about our ability to change, to question, what we're talking about is, do we feel free? Are we free to ask, why are we doing this? Now, why are we in this building program again? You know, why are we supporting this missionary again? Why are we doing things this way? Why has this decision been made? How did we arrive at this? And when the answers to those questions and the people who have the answers are given with confidence and openness, then the people asking the questions, even if the answers aren't what they're looking for, if there are answers, the relationship stays open. And everybody benefits. Because what we're really talking about is relationship, not being productive or meeting some goals or standards. But when we're not allowed to question, that breaks trust. Because when we ask a question, questions are personal. Questions are ideas we have. And it's like raising your hand in class. If you're never called on, or if you're called on and you don't have the right answer, or if people criticize your question, you're never going to raise your hand again because you are being rejected. That's a real rejection. So that's one of the ways that for each one of us, one of the ways we are controlled, and we really miss out of the benefit of questioning. Now, we have to learn, all of us, how to question. Because questions are so personal, we have to learn to take that personal out of it. Unless it is that relationship, you know, a personal relationship where we feel somebody has to have earned our trust to be able to provide truly personal questions, let alone answers. And when someone's broken our trust, you know, when we raise our, you know, raise our hand, you know, to our home group leader, why are we studying this again? You know, I know this was something you wanted to study, but I'm not really getting much out of it. Why are we doing this again? And their answer is, well, this is what I asked God, you know, God told me this is what we should be studying. And they shut you down. That's a personal rejection, and that person has broken your trust. You know, you put your trust out there. I'm not getting anything out of this. His response is, or hers is, well, it doesn't really matter if you're getting anything out of it. You know, I'm going to do what I believe I should do, and just because you're part of this group doesn't mean that you're a part of this group. And what we have to do is learn how to respond to that. Is that a relationship where then we need to go to that person and, you know, let them know that that you've lost trust and confidence in them and do something to rebuild that trust? Or is it not that big of a deal where that's not that personal of a relationship? In other words, it's not about responsibility. You know, you don't have the responsibility to make sure that they know blah, blah, blah. No, it's what matters to you, what's important to you. You know, if God wants to deal with them about this, that, or the other thing, he'll find a way. Now, he may use you. You know, we're not sent out to rock the boat, but if God's rocking the boat, we don't want to stop it. So we let him, when he's stirring up the nest, we don't want to interfere with what he's doing, but we want to make sure we're not doing it simply because our feelings have been hurt or we've been rejected. We don't want to base our decision-making on our feelings. Even though our feelings are valid, in a case like we're talking about, you have been rejected. Guess what? We're all going to be rejected. The only people who aren't going to be rejected are in the cemetery. And they're probably still being rejected by those who are remembering them. You know, two kinds of people in this world, those that have been rejected and those that have been rejected more. So we learn, and sometimes we can learn to benefit from that. You know, what is it about this rejection? It's a little thing. Yeah, he was harsh with me. But if the response is out of proportion to what happened, there's probably a wound there that the Lord wants to deal with. Now, one thing we've been talking, not only on Monday nights, but on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights and on Saturday mornings, about a lot of complex issues, about healing, about knowing God, about hearing his voice, about our relationship with others in the body, with our relationship with those in authority and those under our authority, and our responsibility, and learning to rule and reign. We're learning and talking about some pretty weighty subjects. one thing we can rely on is the simplicity of knowing God. We never want to accept a burden. Because coming back to red flags, if you ever, not just obviously from these teachings, but from any teachings, if you ever feel stressed out by something you're learning or being taught or telling yourself, that's probably the quintessential red flag. That's when you need to stop. And one of the things that happens is, especially in the church, you're just told to get over it. You know, this, don't worry about it. If you just keep moving, if you just keep going, get involved in this, that, or the other thing, and don't be so concerned about, you know, your feelings. But one of the reasons God gave us feelings and emotions was so we would be sensitive to some of the things he does and some of the things that are going on in our lives. So they're valuable. They don't mean anything. Okay? For instance, if we feel stressed, it doesn't mean that somebody is doing something wrong to us. Okay? We can't derive meaning from the stress. But we can derive the conclusion, the information that we need to stop and ask the Lord what's going on with this. So if we're feeling stressed that maybe we don't feel like we're hearing God as clearly as we should, that's a red flag that you're feeling or have concluded your belief system is that you've been a Christian long enough where you should be farther or along than you think you are. A lot of this doesn't really matter what you're being taught. If you are programmed by your growing up, by your beliefs about who you are and who God is and who other people are, you can, regardless of how healthy and true and accurate the information is coming to you, if it's easier for you to be rejected, you will find a way to be rejected. And a lot of our message is that you are already fully accepted in the Beloved. That you are a son of God already, that you have already inherited all things. And a lot of us have a real hard time with that. How could that be? I'm just not there. I need something to do. I don't deserve it. You know, you wouldn't say that if you knew what I was like. So many excuses. But none of that touches the truth of the change that God has made in each one of us. Because it's not about you being lovable. God made you lovable. And it's his nature to love you. So there's nothing that's going to keep him from doing what he is by nature. And it's nothing on our end that we did to deserve it. Our role, our responsibility now is to bring all these elements, allow God to just bring all the pieces of the puzzle together. And this is that rest that we have to experience. It's not something I can tell you this is what it is. You have to experience this. It's like the two sides of the coin, the combination of the rest and action, being productive but fully available to God. And we arrive at that only through dependence on God. And whenever we feel stress or pressure or rejection in regards to where we are, how we're doing, that's a huge red flag. And what do we do with that? God, you know, I'm feeling like I just am so far behind, I'm never going to catch up. Now, hopefully, over time, what you'll learn to do is, okay, now, who's saying that? Lord, who's saying that? Is that myself? Is that my own mind? Or is that one of my enemies, the world, the flesh, or the devil? And we learn to go right to him, and we enter into our little checklist. And one of the things that that does is that brings away, we step back away from our emotions and our own thoughts and our own, you know, wanting to take control of the situation and fix it. And we put ourselves, make ourselves again available to hear from God about any particular situation. Because there'll be times when he will use our emotions to, through stress, to get our attention. But a lot of times, because of our past, because of the way we've been raised, and because we've never learned to bring our emotions under control, whenever our button is pushed, we only get one response. You know, panic. It's like someone who has grown up and never had enough to eat. And say they're adopted and they're brought to this country. And they can have as much as they want to eat. But what you find, you know, say you've adopted them and you find, you know, they clean their plates. And everything's off the, but then when you're cleaning their room, you find that they've stashed the food in hiding places so that when there is no food, they would be able to eat. That's the only way they know. And that's what we have a tendency to do, is when we've only been faced with one way of dealing with any situation, we're going to use that way of dealing with the situation. What's that line? When all you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And a lot of this has to do with our temperament. Whatever the strengths of your temperament are, whatever that situation is that comes up, you're going to go for your strength. We want to enter into that rest and allow God to teach us individually what he wants us to learn about each one of those situations. And recognize that when we feel stressed, when we feel pressure, it's a huge red flag. And we need to stop and go, okay, now what am I thinking? Is this from God? And he will tell you. These are exactly the questions. He's not expecting you to do this on your own. His expectation is that you'll come to him, showing up for class. He's arranged, this is you can think of this as a practical situation, a practical application about what he's been teaching you in your mind. He's saying, okay, now this is how it works in real life. Is when you read this book and you get to this part in the book and it tells you, you know, where if, you know, for those that have, you know, that this is how far along you should be, for instance, you should be, you know, able to raise the dead by now or seeing angels. You know, if you're really spiritual these days, you're seeing angels. You know, and they're communicating with you, and you're out in ministry. You know, and this comes and goes on a regular basis. And there's always streams of ebbs and flows of focus within the church, within the body of Christ. For instance, there'll be an emphasis on marriage. There'll be an emphasis on finances. There'll be an emphasis on Israel. There'll be an emphasis on healing and the gifts and building and missions. There's always an emphasis on something. Yet when we feel stressed about what we're being called to do, that's a great way to know this is not from Him. Now, what is being said may be from Him, but your reaction, if it stirs you out of that rest, that's when you want to go to Him. Say, okay, God, is this from You? Is this a wound You want to heal? Or is this from the world, the flesh, or the devil? So it seems like we're getting into some very complex, there's so many things we need to keep in mind, and we need to follow this thing and this situation and this circumstance, and it's just so complicated. It's not, because this you don't have to memorize the steps. You don't have to memorize the approach. All you need to do is learn to turn to Him. What's your first step? You turn to Him. God, what's going on? What's your second step? God, what's going on? What's your third step? God, what's going on? It's like, playing tennis, and all you have to do is keep the ball on the other side of the net. Every time things are thrown at you, just whack them back into the other side of the net. Make sure the ball is in His court. So that regardless of whether you're under attack from one of your enemies, or whether it's your mind, or whether what you're being taught is erroneous, if you throw it back to God, a lot of times He's going to say, well, don't worry about it. Because I think we expend more energy on things that are really none of our business. But they're a great distraction. Now, on the other hand, consider your life here as an opportunity to know the Lord. And so it's not that we're pressured, but we accept who God has made us to be, His sons, His joint heirs, and that our relationship with Him places us in a position to rule and reign, and that we are fully capable of ruling and reigning right now. We're on a learning curve, and we're trusting Him that wherever we are on the learning curve is exactly where He wants us to be. We're not behind, we're not ahead. And as we've talked in the past, what are those elements of? Those are both time related. So one of the stressors we've looked at is feeling like we don't have control of our time. And you do. It may not feel like it. And you may not have made wise decisions about your time. But you can redeem the time as God directs. There's nothing that I'm going to tell you to do that is going to have any particular absolute order. One of the reasons we have these three separate days where we focus on different elements is because everyone is at a different place. And rather than just taking one topic and following it through from Monday to Tuesday to Thursday, our real goal is to get everyone familiar with a wide variety of opportunities. Remember, there's nothing you can do to keep God from doing what He wants to do in your life. He is committed to you, and He loves you. And there's nothing you can do to change that. In your spirit, you have already lived up to every expectation He has of you. In your spirit, you have already conquered time. In your spirit, you are fully healed. And you have been genetically altered and are now, to Him, the same as His Son, Jesus. So there is no room from Him for disappointment. He has no expectations because they've all been fulfilled. So that's one of the reasons we can tell that when we feel that stress about, oh, I'm not getting this, or I'm not real good at hearing Him, or you know, I feel like I missed Him and made the wrong decision, or, you know, fill in the blank. We all have things. We don't want to, those are all, you know, normal things we go through. But we take them to Him. We don't believe them. We say, God, are You trying to tell me something? One of the things He wants an opportunity to do is connect our spirit, soul, and body so that we will know how much He loves us and is happy over us in our body and in our soul as we are in our spirit. In your spirit, you are fully confident as to your place in His heart. There is no shadow of doubt in your spirit. But I would venture to say we all have occasional, sometimes fleeting, sometimes enduring doubts as to what God thinks of us. And God wants to change that. He's not going to let you continue to believe a lie about yourself. But the point is that when we feel those stresses, when we feel those pressures from others, from the teachings, our own expectations, when we're reading the scriptures, when we're reading a book, when you're listening to this program, if you feel stressed, if you feel pressure, take it to Him. Lord, I feel like I'm not measuring up. What's going on? And let Him have this opportunity to speak to you personally about your particular situation. So this is something for you to do for the whole week, is focus on recognizing your stress and taking it to God. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening, and we will be talking again tomorrow night at 6:30 about getting healed. Have a great evening.